This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the House is expected to approve a gun bill that would toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, among other things. The Senate passed it last night.
On a 65-33 vote, with 15 Republicans joining all Democrats and two independents, the Senate easily approved a bipartisan gun violence bill Thursday night. The bill, which follows mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas, would toughen background checks for the youngest gun buyers, help states put in red flag laws, and fund local programs for school safety, mental health, and violence prevention. The House now takes up the measure. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The Supreme Court has ruled that Americans have a right to carry firearms in public for self-defense, but several states are scrambling now because they condition getting a license on actual need for the gun. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says the High Court is making a mistake here.
The Supreme Court decision in Bruin is a step backwards. It does make communities and neighborhoods less safe.
The House panel investigating the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol revealed that several Republican lawmakers in Congress who supported then-President Trump's election fraud claims later tried to get presidential pardons after the effort unraveled. The number of people who died in Afghanistan's earthquake on Wednesday is now up to 1,150. The UN is warning that the war in Ukraine has fueled an unprecedented global hunger crisis, already affecting hundreds of millions of people. It was a year ago that a condo building in Surfside, Florida collapsed, killing 98 people. Today, First Lady Jill Biden will be among those who gather in Surfside to remember and to honor the dead. Millions of Americans are continuing to sweat in the brutal heat. Forecasters say the high temperatures will continue across the South into the weekend. Gas is down to $4.92 a gallon. This is AP News. Ukrainian fighters are being ordered to leave a much-fought-over city in eastern Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has this.
A senior East Ukraine official says after weeks of ferocious fighting, forces will retreat from a besieged city in the country's east. The city of Severodonetsk, the administrative center of the Luhansk region, has faced relentless Russian bombardment, Ukrainian troops fighting the Russians in house-to-house battles before retreating to a huge chemical factory on the city's edge. In recent days, Russian forces have made gains around the city and the neighboring city of Lysychansk in a bid to encircle Ukrainian forces. Now Governor Serhiy Hayday says fighters have been given the orders to leave Severodonetsk to prevent that. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow gained 194 points yesterday. The S&P was up 35. The Nasdaq rose 179 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Sick of face serums that promise the world and deliver nothing? Meet Power Trip by Verify Skincare. Say goodbye to dullness, blackheads, and fine lines. This biotech-powered serum with lactic acid, fruit AHAs, and phytospherics doesn't just exfoliate. It hydrates, smooths, and visibly transforms your skin. Because when it comes to skincare, results speak louder than hype. Try Power Trip today. Visit us online at verifyskincare.com and enjoy free gifts with purchase. Verify Skincare. Clean, proven, and unapologetically effective.